Thank you for calling XPO. Linda speaking. How can I assist you?
Hey, I'm calling. I was actually on the phone with someone else, and they put me on hold, and I got retransferred into the queue. But I'm calling. I placed an order with Costco, received a tracking number from them that's directed to you. When I go online to try to track it, it's non-existent. I gave that tracking number to the previous person, and they said that that's not one of your tracking numbers. And then giving him other information, he couldn't find me in the system. But I am told that I have been with XPO for the delivery of my appliance. I'm just trying to figure out where my appliance is.
Okay. Can I have the telephone number associated with the account?
Yeah. There's two numbers that it could be associated with. First one will be this one. It'll be a 678-332-0186.
That was 678-323-0186.
I'm sorry, 332.
332. I thought that was you said. I still put 323.
Okay,
I'm
like,
sorry about
that.
Right. Me too. I said no, it in my head, fine. But I think I put 323 down.
No, sorry.
But
it's
that's why I'm happy I repeated
my work
it.
Number is 323. So that's why I get confused too. I'm like, wait, what number did I say?
Okay, then. Okay, so that one didn't pull up. What's that other number?
404-461-8063.
And so he tried your last name and zip code, your address, everything?
Yeah, he tried. I gave him my address, and then he put me on hold, and then I got redirected, so I don't know if he found something with my address, and then I just got disconnected. I don't know. And it says here, like, for example, I'll go through the website, click on the tracking number, and the website it takes me to is track.xpo.com. And it asks for a retailer reference number or putting it by phone number or an XPO tracking number. So that's why I'm assuming it's with you guys in the Atlanta area. I don't know if Costco gave me the wrong information and sent it somewhere else.
We do deliver for Costco. What's the tracking number they gave you? Did they give you an XPOM number? Did you receive an email from us?
I have not. So the tracking number they gave me, so they sent me an email saying, hey, your order has been shipped as of May 1st. Click here to follow, click this tracking number. And so it's 50s, so 00000, 48, VRL, V as in baby, 7RU, 5 more zeros, and then 2000. And so when I gave that to the previous person, he said, yeah, that's not really our tracking number.
I wonder, was that Costco's tracking number? But it's still, can you repeat that number one more time?
Yeah, okay. So 50s, and then 48, B as in baby, R, L, 7, R, U, 50s again, 2000.
Oh, yeah, that's a different type of tracking number.
And so, and it comes through as a link, so I click on it, and it tells me, view, visit external site. So I click that, and then track.xpo.com comes on, and it says, sorry, we can't seem to find any matches with that information. Please verify the information you entered and try again. And then it tells me search, and I put in retailer reference number. I put in my order number from Costco.
You put in your, what's your order number from Costco?
Okay, let me go back. It is 8808 47175.
Okay. No, that didn't pull it up. What's your last name and zip code? It can't be under anyone else's number or last name or anything.
It would just be under, if anything, last name and everything would be under my mom's, but I added my phone number, so that would be the only different thing. But the last name is Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. And then the zip code is 30518.
What's the first name on the account?
Maria.
Okay, let's try this. And what's your name?
My name is Kaylin.
Okay. Can you spell your first and last name?
Of course. K-A-Y-L-Y-N. Last name Huerta is H-U-E-R-T-A.
Okay. Let's try that one. Let's try because that one didn't pull up.
And I don't think my name is going to be anywhere on there because it was my mom's Costco account, her Costco card as a payment, and everything. The billing was done through her. So I don't think my name will appear anywhere on there. The only thing of mine would be my 678 phone number.
Okay.
And so, I mean, if you guys can't find that order, then it's something with Costco because they're the ones that are telling me that it should already be en route with you guys. And if you can't
right.
find that order, then either
we can't find it.
The wrong delivery company.
They probably just tell they need to give you a shipment number, the number that starts with like a 068 or 067, or they'll probably give you the long XPO tracking number. It's like XPOM and a lot of zeros, then the ending number. But then you also can get a retailer tracking number. But no, I'm not finding it. I was just trying to search it up with just her last name. I could try the, no, that's in Las Vegas. I could try your address. That could be the last thing I try.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's 5145.
5145.
Gable, Gable. Gable Ridge Way.
Okay.
City is Sugar Hill. Ugh, my voice. Sugar Hill, Georgia, 30518. Anything there?
It's still loading.
Okay. Yeah,
No,
I mean,
ma'am.
If you
It
can't
said
find
no
it under her
shipment.
name or phone number. All right.
All right. I do
Then
apologize
I
for
will
that.
call back Costco and figure that. No, no worries. It's not y'all. It's them. But thank you so much for sitting with me and helping me through that. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. As a reminder, during the delivery, please practice social distancing. Thank you for calling XPO. Anything else I can help you with today?
That'll be it. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.